Yeah. So today we are talking about the parish school, the school of parish development. And a team of us went last year, everybody here plus Peter, who has now moved on in his life, and Carol Henrot joined us this year, and it was her first year. And last year we did some work and we did a project. It was part of the catalyst that brought us our web page. It was part of the catalyst that brought us our daily worship through doing the office at night. And we went last year and gave a week of our summer, and we went again this year, and each person here got support, and we'll talk about that later. But each one of us also put money in the pot to go ourselves. And last year we were at Rosemary Heights, which is now closed, and we went this year to UBC. You may say to yourself, why did these people do it? Why is Dave asking them to do this? It's very simple. We are pretty happy with what we've accomplished in the last 6 or so years by everybody working hard together in developing this parish and strengthening it. People who have been around the church for a long time have said to me, the church is at some of its best that it's been since I've been around and even before that. And there's a model right here. This is the cycle of life of a parish. It starts with a birth, and this parish was formed 120 years ago, and we're celebrating that next month. Its formation, and it's been forming over that time. They built the hall. They had all the life of the church. They had to take the buttresses down. They put in the piping. People have come and people have left Agassiz. People reached out and we worked together with St. Peter's, and then time moved on and St. Peter's joined us, and now we're one. And people of Harrison are here, and we're moving on. It's a journey. So the church has formed. And then it's gone through a cycle. But right now, we're at a stable time. Some of you know times, and I remember being here in the year 2000 because Jack Major had a voice problem, so I came here for a number of weeks to take services. And there were pots all over the place to catch the drips coming through the ceiling on the floor. And there were a few people, and there was people come and whisper to me about, you got to be careful of that person. Don't give that person communion because they're really being put away from getting communion by the bishop. And then I gave communion to one of them, and they said, I'm going to take you to the bishop for doing that. And I'm going, wow, what an interesting system. So there's a time of stability, but things go up and down. We're at a fairly stable time right now. We're pretty healthy. I mean, imagine a small community like us generating the funds to support a member of the community, Fred, I don't want to embarrass you, but so that you could get a lung transplant to lengthen your life. That's amazing. Big, big parishes couldn't do it, and we've done it. This is a time of health. And when there's a time of health, there has to be an ongoing renewal so that the parish can be sustainable. It's a time of renewal and vitalization. But if we don't do any of that work, we move to this period of where we become stagnant and stale. I mean, when they built in 1960 the hall, they were at a really good time. They rented out the classrooms in the basement. You wouldn't know, but they were classrooms. Kids went to school there. It was a stable time. But they didn't work at deepening and making everybody having a sense of deeper education of what we're about. And so the parish, this parish, went into a period of decline. Then there was a bit of a pumping up. We thought we could bring Albert in full time, and that didn't quite work out. And the parish was on the edge of disintegration. When Michael Ingham said to me, go there. You've got a few skills, a couple, and go and work with the folks here because I think they're great people. I said I will, and I'm here. But if that hadn't happened, we could have gone to death. And lots of parishes are. The United Church of Canada is closing one parish a week right now. We have closed a number of parishes, and across the country, we're probably easily closing a parish across Canada once every 2 weeks. Disintegration, for various reasons. But we have decided to make an intervention into that cycle so that we're here and we want to stay here. And that's why these people gave up some of their summer, and that's why you supported us going. So that's what this is about. I want to give you a quick return feedback about what happened. Who'd like to start? Jill.
So, picking up from where David was talking about the health of our congregation, one of the things that happens when you go to the school is that at the beginning and at the end of the day, you gather to read the holy offices. In the morning, we read morning prayer. In the evening, evening prayer. And that was especially meaningful to me. The days were very busy with long lectures. It was hot in our meeting room, breaking into teams, working on a project, going back, another lecture, and another team building exercise. We squeezed lunch and supper in between. But there were more lectures in the evening, but then there was evening prayer. So that really helped me in getting through every day and also in feeling the unity of the spirit of the people who were there. They were from various places in Canada and in the United States. So from as far away as Ottawa and Sudbury, Huron, Calgary, Edmonton, up north in BC, Prince George, Williams Lake, Alexis Lake, down through the Okanagan, Kelowna, Penticton, a lot of the Lower Mainland, in through Washington State and the Diocese of Olympia. But we were all drawn together as one, morning and evening, following the Benedictine rule of reading the office. And you'll know that on our website we have the evening prayer that Carol has put up for us. And some of us in the congregation have been reading evening prayer. And we're hoping to deepen that experience. That was one of our projects in the group. The second one was involving more happening in our on our website. Three of us completed the studies this year. If we chose, we could write an exam and receive a certificate. David and I chose to do that. Carol worked equally or harder than any of us. She also graduated, but she chose not to get the certificate. But if you're interested in going, there is a reward at the end. If a little piece of paper is a reward for you.
You can frame it.
You could frame it. You could frame it. But the big thing that we're bringing back, though, is leadership skills. And that's why we're here, because we are all leaders already in the church. And we hope to be working with you and in deepening our own spiritual experience.
Thank you. Carol Taylor.
I would like to take this time to thank all those involved, not only in the school, but those of the congregation. Without you, we wouldn't be going to the school. Because of your financial support to us, that helped out immensely for us. And in preparation for the week at school, we were asked by the school to do personal interviews for an exercise that we were doing last week, and it was to teach us how to do data collecting and give us a sense of tools that we can use in our congregation to, as David said, keep it stable and healthy. And I want to thank all of those people who graciously allowed us to interview them. It helped out a lot in the exercises that we were doing. It will also, that tool that we brought back from that lesson will help us with going forward in the next couple of years for our data collecting and organization that we will have to do coming up to the unspeakable, inevitable retirement of our beloved Vicar Dave. So those tools will help us immensely in that process. Other thank yous.
Prayers.
Oh, yes. The prayers. Those really helped. We know that you were there with us spiritually, and we really needed that spirituality this week. Our days were very long, 12 hours of sitting. I think the consensus between the group that the trainers are all in their 30s and 40s, and they're all bubbly. They're in the morning. They say, "We're excited about today," and we're all sitting there. Yeah, but there. It was very long days. We sat in very uncomfortable chairs, and the consensus between us was that there wasn't enough consideration for aging bodies because it was very hard to get out of the chairs and very few quality breaks that, you know, we got to have during those days. But I learned a lot over the 2 years. I brought it back to the church and helped use it to strengthen our church. And I am very proud to be the editor of the website and getting all the news and all the information out to the parish. And I hope to generate more interest in that website, and we can all use it as a tool to keep the stability of the church.
Thank you, Carol. Now we're going to talk to the rookie.
Yes.
Hey, Carol, how'd you like to be a rookie?
Well, it was exciting.
Ah.
And it was very much appreciated that I could be part of a group. I was aware that there were several individuals that were there on their own, and I think that really limited what they could accomplish, because I think you need the cooperation of everybody. And in going forward, I have to do a project, and I know that this team will be involved in helping me with the project, but it will involve all of you guys too, to some degree, looking at what we want to make our future. I'm very much aware that we're at a stable point right now. We have talked about the life and death cycle, and if we don't keep stable, we die. And so that'll be a big part of going forward. I don't know what else really to say.
Well, I think that's great, and we are glad that you're with us.
Yes.
Now, if you folks are liking learning, because this materials, Jill has her pile of books, and I have mine somewhere, but there was rich learning over the 2 years. Those of you who know about Myers-Briggs topology, we all had a great time with that and learning in depth about ourselves more and also how we relate to other people. And fantastic material that normally would cost lots of money to get that analysis done, and we got it as a part of being there. If you are liking about how do organizations work and how do I work for the rest of the world, and some really good tools. I mean, I have a master's degree in this stuff, and I can tell you, I know you do, and I can tell you that this is a great refresher, and they brought some new material that I didn't even get in my master's program. And so we are looking for three more people to join Carol next year, because the Carol and Jill and I are not going back next year, but we're going to be praying for Carol, but we don't want her to be just a solo operation. So if you would like to go, there's lots of help from the diocese financially to go, and it's an amazing opportunity. And in fact, there's now a flexibility that you can go on weekends, 3 weekends. You don't have to take a week out of your summer, but we'd like to work it so Carol and whoever else would like to join us could be going. You can go 3 weekends. I think it's January March and May? Yeah, so there's 3 weekends, lots of time in between, but they're very rich experiences. And if we're all lifelong learners, you'll get a pile of data and information that'll be very useful. I mean, the materials that I brought with me, but also that I gained in the last 2 years, I work in my work with addictions counseling, I work with the brain injury people I work with, and just in my daily lives. Even helps me in my marriage. So it's very rich. So if you'd like to join us, I think it'd be well worthwhile. Any last comments?
I just would encourage each of you to grow in your own way in the church. And if there is any way that you see that our church might need to grow, talk to us. We've acquired all these skills and we'd like to use them.
Yeah, thank you. Any last words?
I agree with Jill. I do too.
Okay. Oh, look at all this agreement. Pam, okay, ask away.
Okay, just a thought. I mean, you're talking about stability?
Yeah.
In my head, stability is not the answer. You have to grow. You have to grow even slowly. Stability, you will eventually go down.
Yeah. What I mean by stability is if you do nothing, things with my house, I have to keep it painted and the roof working.
You have to keep working at it.
Yeah,
and it can't just remain.
No, no.
Growth is part of stability.
Yeah. Yeah, the vision of this parish development school we went to is to develop in the parish the tools and abilities and insights to be, I'm squinting because the sun off somebody's headlight is just coming at me here. The skills and abilities to be a growing parish. And most of the parishes who have been working at this for a few years and developed a team have experienced significant growth in the parish. So I hope that answers the question.
Growth is not just numbers, it's in deepening our faith.
Yeah, there's growth in different directions, like putting the roots in. Okay, any other questions? Because we're happy to answer them. Well, again, I just want to say thank you to the team, and thank you for you and to you for all our work. And we're responding to what Luke in the Gospel today is calling us forward to do. That we connect together our heads and our hearts as we respond to the ministry and the call of Jesus here in this place at All Saints. And we're going forward to try to build solid foundations so that 120 years from now, folks who we will never know, but here thinking, wow, weren't those people in 2016 so wonderful that they developed this stable, strong parish so that we're still going forward? May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.